Use social media to your advantage. A lot of people are very receptive to answering your questions. And go shadow people. You will be amazed at the doors that can be opened for you.
Hey guys, the Movement Maestro here, letting you know that Rock Tape is so much more than just a tape company. We are a movement company. Move stronger, longer with the world's best kinesiology tape, topical pain relief, mobility equipment, and protective gear. But that's not all. Learn from the best with our industry-leading continuing education courses. Want 20% off your first product purchase? Head on over to shop.rocktape.com and use the code PTPINECAST. Again, for the folks in the back, that's shop.rocktape.com and enter the code PTPINECAST. Rock Tape, the world's best kinesiology tape, the movement industry's new standard for education.
Yeah, we just called it a pint night. Got together with the Movement Maestro on social media, and she was teaching a Rock Tape course in New York City. She said, well, why don't we get together and have some beers with some like-minded PTs in New York City? Done. Had a chance to talk with one of those PTs, Joe Gambino. He joins us for the show, and we bring in the Movement Maestro to talk. Literally just 35, 40 PTs just showed up at a bar in Midtown New York and hung out and talked about the profession. The first round is brought to you by Owens Recovery Science, a single source for PTs seeking certification in personalized blood flow restriction, rehabilitation training, plus the equipment needed to apply it. OwensRecoveryScience.com.
The best conversations happen at happy hour.
Come on.
Welcome to ours. This is the PT Pinecast. Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
All right, the best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. The next episode of the PT Pinecast starts right now. And we are broadcasting live from the Big Apple, doing a meetup. And we just kind of threw together impromptu, decided to just get a bunch of New York City PTs, literally put the word out on social media. Next thing you know, as you can hear, bar full of PTs. I love this. We're on 35th Street in Manhattan right now, and I'm joined with
Joe Gambino.
Joe Gambino, where can people find you online? How do we meet and first interact?
First interacted on Instagram.
The gram.
Find me at Joe Gambino DPT, and that's where it all started.
Why should someone go there? What are you putting out?
So first of all, thank you for having me.
This
is an honor.
I forgot to ask, what are we drinking?
Oh, I am drinking a Goose Island IPA.
It's a good good choice. I went from Guinness to vodka soda. So you were saying it was an honor, right?
Yes, it's an honor.
Keep saying that. What can people expect from your Instagram feed?
So my Instagram feed hosts a lot of mobility work, and I guess my overall message to people is to put some work into your body to give yourself the opportunity to actually allow for performance. So I think a lot of people will go out and the first mindset is to just go out and just lift weights and
go as heavy and hard as you can.
You know, and CrossFit's a big thing now too. So it's a lot of high volume, and if your body's not prepped for these kind of things, it can lead to breakdown injury. And I see that all the time at our office. The overall message there is just hey, here's some ideas for movement and how you can prepare your body for the things you want to throw at it.
So you got a cool story. I want you to talk just real briefly how you came to this wacky field, because you and I have different backgrounds, but similar backgrounds in terms of we didn't go into college thinking we were going to be PTs or anything movement based, right? What did you start out as?
So I originally in high school could have swore I was going to be a finance major, going to do stockbroker.
You're going to be on Wall Street.
Yes, I was going to make a lot of money there. But then I changed right before, and I actually started my first major as a computer science major. And it took a Java class to realize that, you know, a semicolon not being a colon can ruin everything.
It's all over my head, bro.
I just can't sit there and stare at this, and it's just not me.
I'm glad there are people who can do that because, man, the internet's
important. It makes my life so much easier.
That's great, but you got to have someone
else. And I'm only
here
because someone can do that.
Right. All right, so you go to do the computer science thing, semicolon, out of place, yes. No bueno. Mm-hmm. And then how do you get to here?
I was working out at the time. I started working out 17, 18, graduating from high school, and my buddy got me into it, and it just became something I really enjoy doing. I found myself reading and talking to people more about fitness than anything I've ever studied in school, so it just made sense that I would go study exercise science nutrition.
Yeah, before we started recording, you were just saying, man, I'll be working out and just walking around the gym and talking to people about, hey, what are you doing there? What's that? You know, explain this to me. Another guy I follow on Instagram, Gary Vaynerchuk, says, find your passion and then pour 100% into it. I understand that our parents want us to be in a good job, safe job, but pour your passion into it, and you're going to be safe for your entire career. And that's what you did.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I mean, I really, especially when I started doing it, I really quickly, I enjoy doing this. I will read about it. I will study about it.
Come to a bar on a
Come
to a bar on a Saturday night about it. Yeah, meeting people you don't know.
Yeah. Quickly, I found that was a passion, and I just kind of went with it. And over through my experience as a trainer, dealing with people who've had injuries, I just realized there was a better way to do things. And I went for some higher education and realized, hey, how can I help people stay active, live the life that they want?
So give props to where you went to school. Where'd you go?
So I went to Toro College out in Bayshore, Long Island,
New York. You're from Long Island, too?
I'm from Queens, Astoria.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Native.
Your journey then goes where? What else do we want to talk about? We want to talk about some cool stuff, some stuff we haven't taught. I love talking about things on the show we haven't brought before. And one of those things is Kinestretch.
Yes.
I've heard of it. I've seen it online. But I don't understand it. Like, give me the quick and dirty.
Sure. So Kinestretch is designed to be a group mobility class in which we really focus on creating active mobility. So other forms of mobility like yoga and we all passively stretch, our hamstrings before we go out for a run. We use our body or gravity to do so. It doesn't offer us a lot for when we want to be active. If I was to stretch your hamstring, say.
Don't, because they're super tight. I don't get
exactly.
anything out of
they're
my hamstring.
Super
I get,
tight.
I get nothing out of it, yeah.
So maybe I could move that like 60 degrees, say.
Right.
But then you go to actively do it and you can only move to 30. So there's a difference between active and passive. And if it's passive and you say you're going for a run and you need a certain amount of range of motion to do so, if you don't have that range actively, you open yourself up for injury. So
I'm going to compensate.
Exactly. So by building active mobility and starting to create passive mobility as active mobility, you can actually start to train your body to be stronger and have more resilience in those ranges that you're asking your body to work.
So where can people find out more information?
Kinestretch.com, that's the actual website that Andrew Spina kind of has their things through. And then we also at par4performance.com, we do some virtual Kinestretch classes there, so you guys can check out more information.
That's cool. So talk about Par 4, because that was one of the things that drew me to you, because you do some golf yes. specific stuff.
Yes. So
and I'm always looking for stuff because my dad is always, he's always got some yes. reason why he can't go hit the links. But so what do you got for Par 4? How'd you get into that?
So I got into that. I do play golf very poorly.
Me too. I feel like everybody does, except for the top yes. 1%.
Yeah, exactly. But I do find it very fun, and just to be outdoors, is just like, I just love being out there. So it just comes out to being that, Frank and myself, we decided to start this thing up, which is an online resource for golfers where you could just go learn a little bit about how your body's movement can impact your swing. Say you lack internal rotation of your hips and how that will affect the ability for you to disassociate and actually hit a ball accurately. Hey, let's just empower golfers to stay on the course longer. I mean, low back pain is the number one reason golfers have to stop playing. Let's get people healthy.
What do you hit? If I break 100, I'm doing backflips. What do you usually hit? Are you running?
I will say if I break 100, I'm also doing backflips. Yeah. And I don't know why I still go out to play, but I still love it.
I'll tell you, in college, have you ever played bad boy golf? Do you know what bad boy golf is?
Oh, I have not played bad boy golf.
You can't tee off on hole 2 until you've finished beer 1. You can't tee off on hole 3 until you finish beer 2. We usually make it about 7 or 8 holes before we just quit and then just go sit at the clubhouse.
That sounds like this would be better for pitch and putt.
Yeah.
Because you could probably make it through all 18 holes.
Hit a par 3. Before we start talking, bridging the gap.
Yes.
We hear that phrase a lot in this profession. What's that mean to you? I always like asking that open-ended yes. question. What's that mean to you?
So lately, bridging the gap has meant how can I really help somebody get to their level of activity, because there always seems to be a gap from PT to fitness, right? When you graduate from PT, there's always limitations. There's always work still to be done to get you to 100%. My general rule is you can stop doing all your home exercise programs when you have 6 months of no pain. That's how you know it's kind of behind you,
right.
but you're not in PT for those 6 months, right?
Right.
You have to be a little self-reliant. So how can I help somebody get from where they would graduate from PT and then make it to that point where they can just lift, play golf, do whatever they want without having pain?
So for you, what is it, a spectrum of care? Are you questioning where do they go after us? As PTs?
It hasn't been so much of where they go next, but it becomes more of a question of communication.
Okay. And I love communication, as we all
yeah.
know.
I think of it as I try now to network with doctors and other trainers, strength coaches, even chiros, to find a way to...
I love how you say even chiros.
Yeah, because, when I was in PT school, it's chiro.
It was the dirty word.
Yeah, you don't talk about chiros in PT school.
Yeah, I want to separate good healthcare practitioners from bad
healthcare
practitioners.
Exactly. And there's a lot of overlap between us.
Absolutely.
So if you get a good chiro or a good PT, but when someone gets close to being discharged from me, I'm already, especially if they're working with the coach, I want to be in contact with that coach and be like, hey, this is what I'm working on. I need you to do X, Y, and Z. Facilitate this in your training sessions. And then as they get better, you tell me what you're doing, and then I will facilitate what you're doing.
Is that relationship built because you know that patient or client is going to that particular coach, or you went out of your way to build that network?
Sometimes. So sometimes if you were my patient and you had a trainer, I will make an active effort to talk to them.
That's good.
If you don't have that, I will potentially refer you out if you're open to the fact of doing training, and I will do my best to communicate with that person whether to get you back to where you're going.
How'd you come up with the idea to do? I mean, I know a lot of people do this, but not everyone does this.
That's great.
Unfortunately, why'd you focus on this? Was it because of your background in as a trainer before PT school?
In part, and I used to take it like, you know, coming from a strength and conditioning background, I would tend to like want to train people. Like, so as we got to the end, I'd be like, oh well, we could just start doing a lot of S&C stuff and I'll get you there. But I originally took a course at Exos. It's a performance rehab mentorship.
Yeah.
And it's actually pretty pricey, but it was actually very, very worth it. Because in-house, they all athletes, and they do everything from PT to training, all in-house, nutrition, everything. And they have their own like little system working together. But one of their main things was that their PTs and their strength and conditioning coach have this system inside that they're always on the same page with where they are in rehab or where they are in strength training, and how that will take you from one place to the next. So I was like, well, if I want to get my patients better, I need to be able to communicate somehow, some way, even if it's not as efficient as them because it's all in-house, to help my clients get better. And it's made a big, big impact.
That's real smart. Yeah. All right, we do a segment on the show called Three Questions. Are you prepared for three questions?
I am prepared for
it's brought
questions.
To you by our friends from Aureus Medical Staffing. I want to thank those guys. We're in New York City today. We were in New Orleans just a couple days ago, and Aureus can get you a job anywhere you want. They just staff physical therapists in all 50 U.S. states. Find them online at AureusMedical.com. They just want to get you jobs, and I want to reiterate, because people ask me all the time, well, how much, I hear Aureus on your show all the time, how much does it cost for them to find me a job? It's zero, 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 zero. Free 99. They just get you a job, then you get paid. Somebody else takes care of a tab. So check them out if you're looking to go anywhere in the U.S. AureusMedical.com. First question on three question is, you're in the New York metro area, but if you could go anywhere else for 13 weeks and be a PT, where would you go?
It's a split.
All right, you can split.
It's a split between Austin, Texas.
Yeah, keep it weird.
And SoCal.
Oh, yeah.
Somewhere in Southern California.
I'm sure Shantae is
exactly.
Agreeing. She's here somewhere. She'd agree with you.
She just tried to convert me to be a Californian today.
It's not a hard sell, man.
It's not.
Second question, what's something that you read that really inspired you?
So the last book I probably read that inspired me is The Slight Edge.
Okay, I haven't heard of that one.
So it's a book that, in essence, talks about little things you can do on a daily basis that will help make you a little more productive or a little more effective at what you're doing. And it's about like these little small things that will compound to make you better.
I already like it because what are you going to do that's going to improve you by 20%? Probably nothing.
Yeah.
But if you can improve by 1% every day for 100 days, that wouldn't be bad. Third question, who's somebody within the field of PT the audience should know more about?
Right. I'll give you three.
Hit me.
All right. So one will be a close friend that I met through social media, Zach Gabor.
Oh, Zach. Yeah, we know Zach. Great
so
guy.
So he's doing a new thing. Like
He'll be on the show shortly.
The Level Up Initiative, yep. Which is phenomenal. So if you're like a student or a new grad.
Write that name down, Zach Gabor.
Reach out to him and get involved with what he's getting involved with because it's very good for the
Who's
industry.
Who's number two?
Number two will be my mentor, Joe Lavaca. So he's the guy out of school I reached out to just kind of shadow, and it led to my first job out of school, and he's mentored me all the way. He's a very, very smart dude. Actually works closely with Shantae with Rock Tape.
Spell his last name so people
LAVACCA.
Okay, who's your third?
And my third will be the guys at Strength Faction.
Okay.
So as a PT, if you guys are looking a little bit more into strength and conditioning and learning more, Chris Merritt and Todd Bumgardner, they host these little, they're 4 months long. There's these little sessions, and they offer all sorts of fantastic insights into what strength and conditioning it is, productivity, and personal development that is unparalleled.
Love that. Yeah. Love that. You ready for the shots? I mean, we're at Captain's Bar in Midtown, so we'll do shots.
This is The Parting Shot. Powered by Optum Manual Therapy.
Taking the orthopedic clinical specialty examination? To pass the OCS, it's important to understand clinical prediction rules, clinical practice guidelines, and recent research. Optum Manual Therapy has the premier OCS prep course that gets you from start to passing step by step.
Test out three free study guides right now at OptumFellowship.com.
Parting shot of wisdom. If you had the ear of the profession, what's your soapbox? What are you going to tell them?
I'm going to actually go for the students. And I'm going to tell students that if you want to kind of figure out where to go in this industry to network, use social media to your advantage. A lot of people, Shante, myself, and a lot of other people, especially the guys I talked about, are very receptive to answering your questions. And go shadow people, and you'll be amazed at the doors that could be open for you.
The funny part is, when we call her Shante, no one knows
the Movement Maestro.
The Movement Maestro. Now everybody's like, oh, I know who you're talking about. So we've said Shante several times in this episode, and she's just behind us right now. I bet you nobody has any idea, but at the Movement Maestro, everybody knows who that is.
Everyone knows her.
Appreciate you taking some time out.
Of course, man. Thank you for having me.
Hey, man, we did it. We tweeted this out. We shared this on Instagram like 3-4 days ago. Let's do a meetup in New York City. I want to do this more.
I would love to.
I'm loving the Big Apple thing. Yeah. I wouldn't mind if we can do it in more cities. So one more time, throw out your Instagram handle so people can find you.
Instagram handle, Joe Gambino, DPT.
Joe, appreciate you stopping by, my man.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Working at his orbicularis oris until failure. Jimmy McKay on the PT Pinecast.
Want to say thanks to Fox Rehabilitation for bringing you the PT Pinecast. Fox Rehabilitation is a clinician-owned and operated professional practice of full-time physical, occupational, and speech therapists. Our mission? To rehabilitate lives by believing in the strength of people, empowering our people to facilitate and provide clinically excellent care to our clients, allowing them to achieve what they once thought impossible. Are you a fit for Fox? Find out at foxrehab.org.
Let's give a nice, warm welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now.
So we are at our... do we even have a name for this? It's our just
Captain's.
Last minute meetup, I mean.
No. We're going to call it Pint Night.
Pint Night. I love it. Pint Night.
Sick.
Done.
Pint Night.
We'll name it that. Thank you very much, Tyler, bringing me a drink. I love that. So the Moon Meister on the show yet again. You're like
yet
a,
again. I love
might,
it.
You might have been on the show. Like, you might be the person on the show. You and Sky Donovan.
I love this show.
On the most. So
bring me on. Bring me on.
You literally said, I'm coming with Rock Tape. We're doing a course. What was your course today?
Today we did Rock Tape, Rock Blades. Tomorrow we're doing Rock Tape, Rock Blades Advanced.
What's the difference besides
huge
the advanced?
Difference? You know, we should honestly rename it. Rock Blades Advanced is a completely different tool. It's actually the Mohawk tool. It's only 4 hours. And it's completely different than the level one. It's not even, it kind of builds on it, but it's a whole different course.
How new is the Mohawk?
Brand spanking new.
It's pretty new.
Like so shiny, so new.
I got news from it from MJ and those guys. And
it's
they were
very,
like,
very
we had this new thing. And I'm like, well, it looks cool.
I honestly, it's probably become my favorite course to teach. People ask, which tool should I buy? I'm like, honestly, buy Mohawk. We call it the Swiss Army Knife. I'm not trying to sell you on anything, but we call it the Swiss Army Knife.
So since this is a podcast, obviously, number one, where can people find out more about Mohawk? Obviously,
rocktape.com.
Right. But now describe it. What's the difference between your rock blades, which we just gave away a set of rock blades to?
Hello, Joshua William from NYU, third year.
Why did you get the rock blades? Why do we give it away?
So I got the rock blades because I carry a $2 bill with me wherever I go.
I literally yelled at, how are we going to give away these rock blades? We don't have like our name and a hat thing. I was like, who has a $2 bill? A random thing, and you had it.
I do. So I learned this from my pa and my grandpa, who are all military people. So they carry a $2 bill for good luck.
Who said grandpa doesn't teach you something?
I like
every
that a
day
lot.
They're teaching you something.
So I like that a lot.
We gave him a set of rock blades, which I have a set of, and
absolutely.
I love.
I love them too.
Because they have a bottle opener attached to
clearly,
them.
Really, most important stroke.
So now
opener.
We go from rock blades to the Mohawk. What it does look like a Swiss Army knife.
It does. So we have attachments. That's why, in my opinion, the best part about it, we have attachments. You have a silicone attachment and a comb attachment, which just increases the versatility of the tool. Like, a metal tool is a metal tool. Use a spoon if you want. I don't really care. But we have attachments that you can now add on to work on skin glide, to work on cutaneous nerve entrapments. It's a pretty cool thing. No one else is doing it. Touch it.
You're just literally giving the Swiss Army knife of tissue tools.
Exactly.
Where else are you teaching? You're all over. You're leaving from
all
here
over.
To go to Boston.
I'm going right to Boston tomorrow, and then I'm going to be back in Boston at the end of the month, March 23rd, 24th, for another.
Where can people find your schedule? Your schedule's got to be long.
It's crazy. If you go to the Movement Maestro, M-A-E-S-T-R-O, maestro.com, my entire schedule's up. Got a new website coming up, and everything's on there because I'm traveling so much.
The weird social network here is when we first started tonight, it was like, everybody's like kind of, it's quiet, we're meeting each other, a couple drinks later, we're just like a little
everyone's
more boisterous.
Talking.
But like, hey, how do you know, how did you find out about this? And everybody's like, oh, I took a rock tape class for Maestro like a year and a half ago, became like best of friends, followed her on Instagram.
Yeah.
So like most of the network here is like BFFs with you.
You know, that is why we're trying to do this. I think it's one of the things that you taught me, just networking 101. That's my whole goal with doing this. And we talked about this, you know, hosting this with you, is just to bring the local professionals together.
That's it.
I want to meet people, absolutely, but I also want to leave the area and have those people still know each other and hang out and have those contacts.
Right. Can we talk about something that's been slightly announced on social media
Let's
that you're going to be doing
it.
With a microphone in
with
your hand?
With a microphone in my hand, under the guidance of the ever-wise Jimmy McKay.
If you're getting guidance from me, you
I
have...
I don't know. It's going to be lit. That's what that means.
So what are you launching?
Launching a podcast.
As
ETA
you should.
TBD. I'm just going to use acronyms. People like acronyms. Launching a podcast because after a discussion that I had with you, Jimmy, you said spoken word. That's our oldest storytelling.
That's all this show is, spoken word.
It's something that will endure the test of time. Social media is great. Pictures are great. Videos are great. But spoken word is unparalleled.
And I love that. And I don't shut up, which is why I love podcasting. But give people an idea of what, when we launch it, because we're going to launch this damn thing.
It's coming.
What do you want to do with it? What's it going to feel like? What's it going to sound like?
It's going to sound like, number one, short. I have a short attention span, so the first few episodes I've already recorded, they're all less than 10 minutes, and it's kind of like an extrapolation of the Daily Maestroisms. And then we'll have some longer ones bringing on some cool people. But the whole goal is not to talk about physical therapy. There are a ton of awesome physical therapy podcasts out there. My goal is to talk to people. Talk to humans, find out what makes them tick, what drives them, what makes them happy, and show everyone that happiness is for everyone.
Your whole thing is positivity.
Absolutely.
I love that. You're like, I understand there are a lot of negative things in your life, and stuff sucks from time to time, but you're like, well, you got 10 negative things and one positive. Which one do we want to dwell
it.
On?
Let's
so
find
I can't wait. Like that's how I would describe when we first started talking about you launching a podcast. I was like, it needs to be what I like to dig into is what's your maestroism of the day? So let's get that in audio form from your mouth to our ears. Let's do that. So we already have the logo, right? Our friend John King designed the logo. Maestro on the mic.
He is incredible. Can we plug him right now? Is that okay?
Here's the thing. I have a lot of guys I work with. The guy who's editing this show right now is my guy. I'm not going to tell you his name. I don't want people to know because we know him.
Yeah.
I don't want everybody to know him. I got my graphics guy. We'll say his name. John King, Skunk Duck Productions.
Incredible.
I don't like when people know my thing because they're my team. This is why I'm good. Not because of me. It's my team.
It's true.
But he does good work.
Dang, he's fast. He's good. It's what you want around you.
We got to give you a parting shot, right? Why should people do more events like this? We literally jumped on social media, said, hey, New York City PTs, Maestro and I are going to a bar. Come meet up. And we got, if you can hear in the background,
it's
I don't know, 25,
bumping.
35
yeah,
PTs just hanging.
Bumping.
They're not leaving anytime soon.
No,
so
amazing.
Why should they do this more?
Because life, everything is about connection, right? We talk about it. You want to talk about science? Let's talk about tensegrity, right? It's all connected. That is the human network. Everything is connected. So our goal is to connect you to those people that are in your same area, your same neighborhood, your same network. So you realize how many awesome people are out there doing awesome things. It's all about connection. Not sleazy networking, not selling people cars,
right.
But true human connection.
You follow Gary Vaynerchuk on Instagram, Gary V. Guy out there putting out just some great, not a PT, just a guy putting out their ideas, visions, mantras. And his thing is, I love this, 51-49. That's Gary V's thing. Give 51, expect less. You know what I mean? Like, give more than you take
That's
is essentially it.
It's
like,
give
just
more.
Give. What's the reason? Like, friends will be like, why are you going to a bar? Why are you schlepping all the way down to, you know, 50 blocks away from where you live to hang out with people? You don't know. Because I want to meet some people. So yeah, not that sleazy networking thing, but meeting
come
humans.
Come hang out and meet people. This
Love
is
thing,
I'm looking around, Jimmy, and this is absolutely incredible. You put a thing out on social media on a few platforms and like things that turn out, you know, we have local professionals.
It started out with you and I going, hey, you're coming to New York.
Yeah.
Let's do a thing. And now
this
we're doing a thing.
Incredible.
Appreciate you doing the thing and we're doing the thing and we'll do a thing again.
I would love to do
the Boom Maestro on the show. Appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you as always, my dude.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC.
It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jimmy McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.
The Physical Therapy Outcomes Registry.
Brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
It uses data from the profession
for the profession
to help you elevate your patient care, visualize your value, and define your future. The Outcomes Registry collects and aggregates electronic health record data from practices to help physical therapists make well-informed clinical decisions and track clinical outcomes against nationwide averages. By joining the registry, you'll gain a critical tool to demonstrate the value of physical therapy. It's easy, it's fast, it's the future. Find out more online now at ptoutcomes.com.
That's ptoutcomes.com.
The Physical Therapy Outcomes Registry.
Brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.